neat here. The longer it takes them to figure it out, the longer we've got to take advantage of their costumes. Raven grunted. Silent nodded. One of the Torques asked, What are these brooch things with the garnet faces? Allegiance badges? Silent examined one, set it down quickly, made signs at Bowman's. The old wizard looked at the brooch. Allegiance badges, yes, but also a way for Exile to track his people. We'd better do something with them. Like have that idiot buzzard fly them out into the country. Darling signed impatiently. All right, all right, Bowman's grumbled. I'm hurrying as fast as I can. Another half hour passed before they left the annex. Darling, Raven, and Bowman's rode, guised as black riders. The rest went as foot soldiers. Wherever they went, people got out of their way. Once they cleared the city center, Darling and the injured Torque split off of the Guardsman stable. There was a talking stone there. Darling wanted to get in touch with Old Father Tree. The rest went off to see what they could do about keeping the Imperials from getting their hands on anyone who could identify the men who had stolen the Silver Spike. Chapter 61 After I figured out I was probably safer in the militia than hanging around Darling, I settled down and made myself to home. It was kind of comfortable back in the old rut. Didn't have to do no thinking or worrying. But I guess I spent too much time running loose. It got old fast. First time I felt like going out for a beer and couldn't, I knew I was getting out and staying there. That idea got a boost when the sergeant had us our first weapons practice. We stood around in the mud while the breeze gnawed on us. Half the guys weren't dressed for it. But that wasn't what got me. That was what the sergeant told us. Listen up, you men. We just got word trouble gets here tomorrow. All the learning you're going to get today. You want a half-assed chance of getting through alive, pay attention. The only weapon we got to give you is the spear. So that's all we're going to work with. He indicated soldiers who had their arms wrapped around bundles of spears. The spear heads were inside wooden covers so nobody would get stabbed or cut. These two new guys are experts. They was loaned to us by the Night Stalkers. They're going to run us through the drills. You don't do what they tell you, you get your butt kicked same as if you don't do what I tell you. He gestured at one of the Night Stalkers. They all learned their piece at the same place, I think. The Night Stalker stripped the cover off the head of a spear. This is a spear. He was going to blind us with illuminating information. But I'd played with these toys lots. Those other guys hadn't. Maybe some of them needed to be told. You gotta crawl before you walk, and walk before you run. Except my little brother Radish. The way I remember, he hit the ground running. This edge is sharp enough to shave with. This point will go through armor if you put some muscle behind it. The spear is a very versatile weapon. You can stab with it, jab with it, cut with it, slash with it.